July 10. My refuge is in God. Psalms 62:7. Going by the signs of the times and the prophecies in the Word of God, God's people should be prepared for the coming situation which may lead them to more trials and afflictions. But thank God, for we have a strong refuge in the Lord, to which we can run for shelter, protection, and safety. Among many names given to the Lord Jesus Christ in God's Word, one is refuge, as we see in Psalms 18:2. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and my horn of salvation, and my high tower. Also in Psalms 46:7 and 11 we read, The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Those who know Him as their personal Savior can run to Him for everlasting refuge. In the Old Testament period, the Lord told Joshua to assign 6 cities of refuge for the slayer who killed a person unaware and unwittingly, to flee there for refuge from the avenger of blood. Joshua 20:2-3. This refuge was only for a short time, that is, as long as the high priest was alive. But the shelter and refuge which we have in the Lord Jesus Christ is forever. The 6 cities of refuge were Kadesh, Shechem, Hebron, Bezer, Ramoth, and Golan. These names help us understand more fully the kind of refuge we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. The first city, Kadesh, which means holy. Some people think that God may forgive some of their sins, but not all, because they are many. There is a constant struggle in their hearts as to how they can become holy and righteous before God. Hebrews 12:14 says, Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Similarly, Matthew 5:48 says, Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Again in 1 Peter 1:16 we read, Be ye holy, for I am holy. With that longing to become holy, many people give charity, go on pilgrimages, and some afflict their bodies. Roman Catholics think that by taking part in the Holy Mass, at least some of their sins will be forgiven, though not all. That is how many try to become holy by some means or the other. But they are only becoming worse and worse. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself is our holiness. He was delivered for our offenses. He was raised again for our justification, Romans 4:25. He covers all our sins, past, present, and future. It is a complete salvation. In many cases, this truth becomes an experience after many years. The devil creates doubts in many hearts, saying, God does forgive some sins, because He is merciful. But to have other sins forgiven, you must fast and pray and go on pilgrimages or give to charity. This is how they are deceived. Going by 1 Corinthians 1:30, the Lord Jesus Christ is our holiness and our righteousness. He gives us full salvation. None of us can add anything to it. We have to thank Him constantly for becoming our righteousness. Then the peace of God will come into us, and we will become holy.